Буду рад ответить на ваши вопросы.
I would be pleased to answer any of your questions.
Thank you very much. A very interesting presentation, and good to see links back to some of the conversations that we had yesterday. Yeah. So thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Do we have any questions or interventions in relation to that presentation? I'm not seeing anything. So, in which case, thank you very much for your presentation, and we shall move on. So thank you. What we've seen, therefore, is what we have seen across this item, therefore, are a few presentations on rail, as I've already summarised earlier on. You're reminded that as part of this, some of the purpose of having this discussion is to ultimately ensure that the UNECE is able to collect high quality rail data as part of the e-rail census, in support of the work of many others, of course. With that in mind, you're reminded that there is a provisional decision on this item, which covers both this and the e-road census, which we're going to come on to, and of course the decision is to approve recommendations that would allow the e-rail census and further data to be collected in 2025. Please bear that in mind as we come to the decisions later on today. So, in that case, that will conclude item 7B, and we will move back to item 7A, which is on the e-road census. And I suppose at this point, having heard about the e-rail census, the e-road census needs little introduction, although it does have its own formal document in relation to the papers of this meeting. So please do note that. The contents of that are very similar to the rail one, in a sense of there are recommendations for you to consider, but you will come on to that in a minute. I believe what we're going to start with on this is a national presentation, and Nella is with us here to give that from Republic of Ireland, and I believe you're going to present your own CSO experience with automatic traffic count data. So you have the floor.